This morning we have the joyful opportunity to honor and to reflect on this great man, Saint Barnabas. His real name was Joseph, by the way. Barnabas is like a nickname. It means son of encouragement or son of consolation. It's the name the apostles gave him because he was always encouraging and consoling people. So Barnabas. Barnabas, who is defined in the scriptures, in fact in the reading, our first reading today, as a man filled with the Holy Spirit and with faith, which is why this theme was chosen for today's Mass. Saint Barnabas, filled with the Holy Spirit and with faith. It happens that this year, the Feast of Saint Barnabas falls between Pentecost and Trinity Sunday. Pentecost, Feast of the Holy Spirit. Trinity Sunday, a Feast of Faith. Barnabas is filled with the Holy Spirit and with faith. We are filled with the Holy Spirit because he descended on the church on Pentecost, and we are filled with faith when we put our faith in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So it's good to join Saint Barnabas here in this journey of life in the Holy Spirit and faith. We can learn from him. We can imitate him. Saint Barnabas, let's just review a little bit the story of his life. He first appears in the scriptures already converted. Now, we don't know when he met the Lord or when he decided to follow the Lord. Some traditions say that he was already a disciple of Jesus even before Pentecost, even before Jesus' death and resurrection. In fact, there's an ancient tradition that attributes the letter to the Hebrews to Saint Barnabas. Maybe he's the author of a letter to the Hebrews. We don't know. But when he first appears, he's already a believer, and he's a generous believer. He sells a property, and he gives the money to the church. Maybe that's why the apostles called him Barnabas, son of encouragement. The first people he seems to have encouraged are the apostles themselves. The 12 must have been quite inspired by the generosity of this man, this Levite from Cyprus, Saint Barnabas. In some ways, Barnabas is like a John the Baptist. Saint John the Baptist is the precursor of the Lord, right? He's the one who went before the Lord. And when the Lord Jesus appeared on the scene and started to gather disciples, John the Baptist faded into the background and died. Well, Barnabas is something like a John the Baptist for Saint Paul. He appears on the scene first, long before Paul or Saul is even converted. He has prominence in the church, listed or honored as one of the prophets and teachers of the church. He's an emissary of the apostles themselves who sent him to Antioch. So Barnabas is a big figure. And he's the one who went to get Paul, who was kind of in retirement in Tarsus. And he brought Paul to Antioch, where Paul and Barnabas and the other prophets and teachers were leading the growth of the church there. And Barnabas and Paul were sent out. But as Paul grew more prominent, Barnabas grew less prominent. Something like John the Baptist. He must increase, I must decrease. John said that about Jesus. In a certain way, Barnabas said that about Paul. He must increase, I must decrease. And by the end of the story of the Acts of the Apostles, Paul has become very prominent and Barnabas has disappeared from the story. He went to Cyprus, his home province, and the tradition is that he was martyred there. Barnabas was sent to Antioch because something was happening in Antioch that the apostles wanted to evaluate. Using the language of Pope Francis, we could say that Barnabas went to the peripheries He went away from Jerusalem, out to the edges of the church where it wasn't really clear who belongs and who doesn't belong. Remember, in Antioch, there were many Gentiles who were becoming believers, and that was a controversial thing. Can these Gentiles really be accepted into the church? So, like Pope Francis himself, who Pope Francis is a kind of a Barnabas figure, he's an encouraging figure. He reaches out to the refugees and to the prisoners and to the hospitals and to the forgotten people, the people on the peripheries, the people who are not even acknowledged, are forgotten, or maybe not considered part of the church. That's what Pope Francis does. Well, that's something like St. Barnabas. St. Barnabas went to Antioch, where there's this controversial or questionable growth. It says, when he arrived in Antioch and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. You see, Barnabas takes on his own identity in his service of these people on the peripheries. He arrives, he sees the grace of God. That's because he's a man with the Holy Spirit and faith. He can see the grace of God at work. He rejoices. It's not about him, but about the work of God taking place in Antioch. And he encouraged them. He's a son of encouragement. He's an encourager. Saul, Paul was not in Antioch at that time. He was on the peripheries. He had experienced this dramatic conversion, and he started to proclaim the gospel, but the Christians didn't know what to do with him because he was a persecutor, and the Jews didn't know what to do with him because he was proclaiming Jesus. So he was an outsider. Even the apostles were not quite sure what to do with Paul. The one who recognized the work of grace in Paul was Barnabas. When he got to Antioch and he found Paul was nowhere to be found, he went to Tarsus. It says here, after encouraging the people in Antioch, he went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. See the greatness of this Barnabas? He could see that Paul, who was called to be the apostle to the Gentiles, had work to do in Antioch, which is the church of the Gentiles. Because of Barnabas, Paul was able to take his rightful place in the church. Now, when we reflect on a man like Barnabas, we recognize natural gifts and supernatural gifts. Actually, we see this in everybody. Everyone has some natural gifts, traits that are somehow they're born with, maybe their temperament or their constitution or their gifts. And then there are supernatural gifts, gifts that come from God. All gifts come from God, but some gifts come in a way that surpasses people's natural capabilities. God uses both our natural gifts and his gifts of grace, charisms. Sometimes he gives people gifts, spiritual gifts, that are so far beyond people's nature that it's obvious that God is at work. He leaves us in weakness. He allows us to experience our own limitations so that when something happens, we realize it wasn't from us, it was from God. And that's often how God works. But he also works with the natural capabilities of people. Grace builds on nature. And Barnabas seems to have had this very natural ability to encourage others. We might not have that gift. We might not have the capability of encouraging on a natural level. Some people are friendlier than others. Some people are more patient than others. Some people are clever. Some people are funnier. Some people have gifts that attract attention or attract people's interest. Some people make friends easily. Some people don't. We're all different. We might not have that natural gift of Barnabas, but we all have the Holy Spirit and faith. We all have these supernatural gifts. The Holy Spirit is God's gift to us, poured out upon us, planted in our hearts. We all have the Holy Spirit. We all have all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we all have faith, the gift of faith. Barnabas was a good man filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. We are filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. The question is, are we good? Well, we're good if we allow the Holy Spirit and faith to operate in us for the good of others. Whether we can encourage people or not, well, I don't know. But we can be at the service of God for the good of others. In that sense, all of us can be a Barnabas. All of us can encourage, whether it's by our words, by our actions, by our witness, by our service, by our prayer, by our sacrifice, or many other ways. There are lots of ways we can help one another on the journey of faith. We don't have to rely on whatever natural gifts we have. In fact, sometimes that only makes us proud if we have lots of gifts. But we all have to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit, and we all have to exercise the gift of faith. When we do that, then God's in charge, and God can make our efforts fruitful. St. Barnabas is the example. Now, one last thought about Barnabas, since I'm talking so highly about him, and his story is so positive. In fact, we don't know anything about Barnabas's pre-conversion days. Unlike Paul, who was a persecutor before his conversion, or the apostles who had their different problems before they followed the Lord. You think of St. Matthew, for example. We don't know anything to say bad about Barnabas, but we do know that there was an incident in the life of Barnabas where he and Paul got into a very serious disagreement. And the disagreement was over the role of Barnabas's cousin, Mark, John Mark, traditionally the author of the Gospel of Mark. So John Mark at one point had left them. They were on their missionary journey. John Mark had left them. At a later stage, Barnabas wanted to take him along again. Let's bring my cousin. Paul didn't want him, and they got in, we would say, into a fight. They split up. So after working together for years, after serving the church together for years as holy missionaries, the author of half the New Testament, St. Paul, maybe the author of the letter to the Hebrews, Barnabas, and one of the gospel writers, got into a big disagreement. Now, why do I mention this? Because it shows the humanity of even the holy ones, even the great saints, are not perfect, and they don't always get along. They don't always agree. It doesn't mean they're not holy. It doesn't mean they're not saints. It doesn't mean that they're not gifted by God. It just means that their humanity has its limits, and God works with broken people. That, for us, is also an encouragement. So Barnabas is a son of encouragement. It can be very encouraging to us to realize that the work of God is not stopped simply because we can't figure out how to get along. It's not stopped simply because we have divisions. And there's lots of divisions in the church. There's lots of divisions in communities, in families. This is part of our journey through a fallen world. But it doesn't stop God. It doesn't stop him from gifting us, from calling us, from sending us out as missionaries. After Paul and Barnabas got into their fight, they went two separate ways. They continued their missionary work in two different places. Later on, Paul is reunited with Mark, John Mark, and they serve together in Rome. So whatever the division was, eventually, by the power of the Holy Spirit and faith, they were able to overcome it. So that's, I think, one more note of encouragement that we take from this son of encouragement, St. Barnabas. We who are not only admiring him, we are also called to be like him, to be good men and women filled with the Holy Spirit and with faith.